For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The Moreno Valley City Council held a special meeting Thursday to address the closure of the Moreno Valley Mall. Officials say they want it reopened as soon as possible, but first the mall's owners must fix serious fire safety hazards. City Attorney Steven Quintanilla says the mall has racked up hundreds of violations for over a year. None of those are considered life safety risks, including problems with fire sprinklers, emergency lighting, and backup generators. He says the city does not take shutting down the mall lightly.
I can tell everyone in this room that each one of these council members have come to me and pleaded, try to do whatever you can, figure out anything you can to get this mall reopened.
Some public speakers, largely business owners and workers at the mall, say its closure is already hurting people who rely on the mall for income. The council eventually voted to direct staff to negotiate an agreement with the mall's owner to fix the violations and reopen the mall once fire officials say it's safe. The June primary is just 2 months away, and the race for California governor is still deadlocked. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more on a new poll in the race.
A survey from the Public Policy Institute of California finds five candidates in a virtual tie ahead of the June primary. Two Republicans, commentator Steve Hilton and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, and three Democrats, former Congressmember Katie Porter, Congressmember Eric Swalwell, and investor Tom Steyer, all within the margin of error.
No telling at this point who the top three candidates are going to be.
Survey director Mark Baldessari hasn't seen a governor's race this wide open in decades.
Since we started the survey in 1998, this one is unlike all others.
Some Democrats are concerned that their votes will be split among so many candidates that two Republicans could make it to the general election.
I would say it's possible, but I wouldn't say it's probable.
Baldessari says there are still more undecided Democrats than Republicans, and many of the Democrats currently polling in single digits could soon decide to leave the race.
That was KQED reporter Guy Marzorati. A feather alert is in effect in Riverside County for a missing 17-year-old girl last seen in Wildomar. Authorities say Ana Urita was last seen around 3:30 p.m. on December 26 near Sexton and Union Streets. The California Highway Patrol activated the alert on behalf of the Riverside County Sheriff's Office. Ana is Native American, 5'9", about 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a black shirt and gray sweatpants and carrying a pink backpack. Investigators believe she may be traveling on foot. Anyone who has seen her or knows where she may be is urged to call 911. The Feather Alert program is used in cases involving the suspicious or unexplained disappearance of indigenous individuals. A judge says she intends to order the Department of Motor Vehicles to give 20,000 immigrants facing the cancellation of their commercial driver's licenses a way to get them back. KQED reporter Farida Jabala Romero reports.
The DMV says it's acting under pressure from the Trump administration, which has threatened to take away California's authority to issue commercial licenses after it found clerical errors in expiration dates. But Judge Karen Schwartz said the DMV must figure out how to let the affected truck and bus drivers reapply. Here's plaintiff's attorney Manmeet Soni with the Sikh Coalition.
It's great news. It's a relief that a state court judge recognized that we need to hold our state agencies accountable.
Many of those who received cancellation notices are Sikh asylum seekers from Punjab, India, who work in the transportation and logistics industry. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.
At KVCR, we work every day to bring you news you can trust. But with your help, we can continue doing more. Whatever you can give helps keep independent local journalism strong. Donate now at kbcr.org or by calling 877-512-8843. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.